请我们打开以弗所书第五章。
Shall we turn to Ephesians chapter 5?
我们先读四章一节，然后读五章。
Shall we first read Ephesians chapter 4?
第一节
,verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore the prisoner of the Lord entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
我要请大家注意的是，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相似的行事的行。
Here
walk.
Yeah, walk in a manner worthy, walk.
对，第五章
Chapter 5
第一节，所以你们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
然后我们看在第八节
Verse 8
从前你们是暗昧的但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
这里要让大家注意的是，行事为人当像光明的子女。
Here, walk as children of light.
十五节
Verse 15
你们要谨慎行事不要像愚昧人当像智慧人要爱惜光阴因为现今的时代邪恶不要做糊涂人要明白主的旨意如何
Therefore be careful how you walk not as unwise men but as wise making the most of your time because the days are evilSo then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和，赞美主。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns,and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
好，我们再看这个约翰福音。
We turn to the Gospel of John.
第五章。
Chapter
5. 第五节。
Verse 5.
那里有一个人病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着。知道他病了许久就问他说你要痊愈吗病人回答说先生水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去耶稣对他说起来拿你的褥子走吧那人立刻痊愈就拿起褥子来走了
And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness when Jesus saw him lying there and knewthat he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, Do you wish to get well? The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. And Jesus said to him, Arise, take up your pallet and walk. And immediately the man became well and took up his pallet and began to walk.
好，我想我们的圣经就读这么多。
We read the scriptures up to this point.
我们一起有点祷告。
Shall we pray?
爱我们的天父我们一同来到你自己施恩的宝座
The Father who loves us we come before your throne of grace
我们曾像那首诗歌所唱我们的心渴慕你 像鹿渴慕溪水一样。
Like the hymn we just sang, we are like deer longing for the water brooks.
你是我们唯一的力量，你是我们唯一的羡慕。
You are our only strength and our only admiration.
除你以外，在天上我们有什么？在地上我们也没有什么可爱的。
Apart from thee, whether in heaven or earth, there is nothing else we desire.
主啊，我们真是从心里面向你祷告，今天晚上求你遇见我们。
Lord, from our very depths of our hearts, we ask that you will meet with us tonight.
向我们说话。
That you speak to us.
向我们说你心头的话。
That you speak to us the very words from yourself.
让我们每一个人都被你得着。
That we may be obtained by thee.
叫你的旨意可以实行在我们中间。
That your will can be accomplished in our midst.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天晚上我们讲到新人。
Yesterday we talked about the new man.
因为神的旨意就是要建立他的身体。
Because God's will is to build up his body.
他把我们从罪恶中用他的宝血买赎出来。
From the depths of sin, he used his precious blood to redeem us.
我们蒙恩的人，神在我们身上有一个旨意。
We were saved, God has a will in our life.
有一个呼召，
a calling in our life.
这个旨意就是他要建立一个基督的身体。
This will is that he wants to build a body of Christ.
他的儿子耶稣基督是这个身体的头。
His son, the Lord Jesus, is the head of the body.
我们所有蒙宝血拯救的人，他要把我们造成一个身体。
We who are redeemed, he wants to build us up into a body.
这个人叫做新造的人。
This is a new creation.
这是宇宙中最大的一个奥秘。
This is the greatest mystery in all creation.
保罗告诉我们，在以弗所书里，天上执政掌权的都在等着看今天神要做的工。
The Bible tells us that all the rulers in the heavenlies are looking at this work of God.
今天这个新人的建造已经在历史中从主耶稣升天以后就开始了。
This work has begun since the Lord ascended to heaven.
五旬节教会诞生。
At Pentecost the church was born.
这个新人就开始在地上落脚了。
This new man began to be rooted on this earth.
这两千年来经过这样漫长的历史，这一个建造的工程仍然在继续中。
All these 2000 years, the work of rebuilding the church continues up to now.
这个福音传到哪里？
As far as the gospel is spread,
神的建造的工程就进行到哪里。
God's work of building continues on.
在这个之外，神没有做任何其他的工。
Apart from this, there is no other work.
神在历史中就是做这一件事。
God in history only does this one thing.
所有的一切的一切在这个宇宙中发生的事都是围绕着这一个大的工程。
All the things that happen in this universe centers around this work of God.
所以如果我们的眼睛被打开来，
If our eyes have been opened,
我们就要看见这就是神的旨意。
Then we know that this is the will of God.
他要在地上建立他的身体。
He wants to build his body in his
earth. 他们人被蒙召被叫来。
And man being redeemed is called to
this. 现在问题是说我们答应呢还是不答应。
The issue is, do we respond to this?
那如果我们答应这个，
If we respond to this,
那我们就把自己献上。
Then we give ourselves in consecration.
所以我们就说到要做一个成圣的人。
Then we want to be a holy person.
那么神就可以开始得到我们的允许，神的手就在我们上可以建造。
Upon our cooperation with God, God then works in our lives.
所以今天我们活在地上其实就是要与神来配合，怎么样把旧人脱掉，把新人穿上。
And so once we are on this earth, we cooperate to put off our old man and put on the new man.
那每一个人在这个过程中有长有短时间。
Everyone in this trajectory has got long term or short term.
他的时间长短不是重要的问题。
It's not important the timing, the length of time per se.
那个建造的原则是重要的。
The principle of the building is important.
就是神要把我们里面的那个老旧的，从亚当来的那一整个那个系统。
So the entire old Adamic nature
要从我们的身上剥掉。
Want to remove it from us.
同时
，in the meantime，
又把那个主耶稣的那一个性情在我们的里面 给我们一天一天一天增加。
And the nature of the Lord Jesus to be continually increasing in our lives daily.
所以我们在地上的责任就是与这一位做工的神配合。
So responsibility we're on this earth is cooperate with this God who works.
这是昨天晚上我们讲的。
This is what we said last night.
那今天我们就要再进一步。
Today we want to move one step more.
这一步乃是讲到神要把这个工程怎么样在我们每天的生活里面来兑现。
How God will to fulfill this work daily in our lives.
今天我们读的从以弗所书第四章的第一节。
Today from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1,
你往后一直读下来。
If you read from that verse onwards,
我们中文圣经呢，翻译的时候总是翻译成行事为人或者就是行事这两个字。
The Bible translates this walk.
对。英文就是直截了当，就是 walk。那 NIV 呢，就是 living， 就是它不是用 walk， 就是用 living 这两个字。
In English, NIV uses living, otherwise walk.
为什么英文圣经会翻译这两个字呢？
Why English uses these two words?
因为在这里保罗所用的其实就是行走，走路。
So actually, Paul uses the word walking. Walk.
那么走路就是我们每天生活中的事情。
Walk is an everyday affair.
除非你生病了。
Unless you're ill.
除非你瘫痪了。
Unless you're paralyzed.
那你不能走。
And you can't walk.
但是一个正常的人。
A normal person.
在我们每天从小长大的过程里。
From the time we were born till we grow up.
都是走路走出来。
It is walking. It's arising through walking.
年长的会笑年轻的说，我走过的桥比你走过的路还长。
So the old people would say the bridge that I walk is longer than the walk the young people took.
所以这就告诉我们，一个人在这个世界每天的生活就是走路。
So we live in this world is a process of walking.
那么保罗就告诉我们
，So Paul told us，
以前我们没有认识神以前，我们是走自己的路。
Before we came to know the Lord, we walked in our own ways.
但是今天我们蒙恩了
，But now that we are saved，
今天我们蒙召了
，Now that we are called，
好，现在你要走另外一条路。
Now you have to walk a different way.
所以今天晚上我要讲的题目呢
，So tonight
就是。所以你们要效法神，这是第一句话。
So the thing I want to talk about is that we must be imitators of God.
那么什么叫做效法神呢
？What is to imitate God?
这个是新人，这里有一个新人。
Because here is a new man.
那么这里有一个很清楚的样板。
Here there is a model.
这个样板是要我们每一个人去效法的。
This model we want to imitate after.
就像我们从小长大
，just like when we were young,
我们都有一个 hero， 都有一个英雄。
We have a hero in our mind。
我们就在里面，小的时候有的人以警察为 hero，
some young people take a policeman as hero，
有的是以这个消防队员做 hero，
some firemen。
我不管你的 hero 是什么
，I'm not worry who your hero is。
我们都是选地上的所谓的你羡慕的那个英雄人物。
You want to talk about the earthly hero that you admire.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们
，But Paul tells us here,
今天我们来做一个神要做成这个新人的工作。
When God wants to do this new creation in us,
这里有一个样板
，Here there is a model.
这个样板它叫做效法神。
This model we call it imitating God.
你看看这个标准高不高
？See whether this standard is high.
他不是说效法某某。好基督徒
He's not saying imitate any good Christian
任何一个好基督徒都不够好
Any good Christian is not sufficiently good
神要给我们的标准是就是效法他自己效法神
God's standard is imitating God himself
这是最高的标准
This is the highest standard
这也是唯一能够满足神的要求
It's the only way that can satisfy God
所以主耶稣当年对门徒讲的时候你们要完全像天父完全一样
So when the Lord JesusTold the disciples, you must be complete just as your Father, Heavenly Father is complete.
所以这是神在我们身上的呼召要求。
So this is the calling that God wants to ask of us.
我们这种人一看，哎呀，标准太高，免了吧。
We say the standard is too high, just forget it.
办不到。
We can't do it.
是我们办不到。
We can't do it.
不能，神不能够因为我们办不到，就把他的标准说，那就降低一点吗？
That's because we cannot do it, God cannot lower the standard.
神从来不把他的标准降低的
God never ever lowers his standard
今天不是说我们办得到办不到。
It's not about we, whether we can do it.
今天的问题是神说这是我的标准。
Today God says this is my standard.
效法学。
Learn. Imitate.
那你说我办不到。
You say I can't do it?
那你要来求主啊。
Then you need to plead God.
当神把这个标准放在那里的时候就告诉我们他有恩典。能够让我们办得到。
When God puts the standard there, He gives us grace so that we can do it.
靠我们自己，谁也办不到。
Counting on ourselves, we cannot.
但是靠主，
把你带到
神，我们一起说，没有难成的事。
With God, nothing is impossible.
好像大家都在睡觉啊，在神没有难成的事。
In God, nothing is impossible.
这个是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
所以我们要看见神的要求是最高的。
We want to see that God's requirement is the highest.
神要在我们身上达到那个目的。
God wants us to fulfill that purpose.
我们必须相信。
We must believe.
虽然迦南地有巨人，我们觉得很可怕，进不去。
Although Canaan has got giants, we
are not able to attain that standard.
We cannot attain that
standard. 但是神今天问我们的不是说我们能不能，神只问我们肯不肯。
God is not asking whether we can or cannot. God is asking whether we're willing.
这是我们常常把这两个问题搞混掉。
We often confuse these two things.
我们看到那个标准，我们自己会说啊，我们不能。
We look at the standard, we say we cannot.
这是错误的回答。
It's a misconception.
我们不能，这是神老早就知道。
We cannot, God already knew it long ago.
但是神没有问你能不能，神只问我们。
God did not ask you whether you can,
要不要，肯不肯。
God asking you whether you're willing.
那我不知道我们每一个人的答案是。
I do not know what our responses are.
所以这个是这个新人，神对这个新人的建造，他所要求的那一个指标。
So this is the standard of the new man that God wants.
我们一起说，效法。
Shall we together say imitate?
啊，效法神。
Imitate God.
这是今天晚上我们要讲的。
这是
神要我们效法他自己。
Today we want to talk about how we want to imitate God.
那效法他什么呢？
What do we imitate?
他说，这个，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
And walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
所以在这个地方就开始了，他就开始一连讲了好几个效法的题目。
So here, gives us a few tenets for imitating God.
那他的那个关键词
，the key word,
这个关键词就是形式。
The key word is walk.
啊，就是这个字，就是我们弟兄现在讲的这个字 ，walk,
walk.
好，那么第一个 walk,
the first walk,
就是行凭爱心行事
，walk in love.
哎，就是这个点，凭爱心行事
，walk in love.
或者说中文照应该学英文的话，应该是在爱中行走。
Walking in love.
什么意思？
What do we mean by this?
他下面用一个很形象的图画讲给我们听。
Following uses a very descriptive picture.
他讲就像耶稣基督把自己怎么样当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神，这就是叫做凭爱心行事。
Just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma, this is walking in love.
我们的主耶稣
Our Lord Jesus,
他到地上来，他走一条路。
When he came on this earth, he walked a road.
他这条路就是把自己当作馨香的祭物献给神。
The path that he took is the path of offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
这是要我们学的。
This is what he wants us to imitate, to learn.
你会发现，我刚刚带大家去回头看约翰福音的第五章。
Just now I brought you to John chapter 5.
我们刚刚念的这里有一个瘫子。
Here there is a paralyzed man.
38年。
38 years.
躺在一个池子的旁边，养池的旁边。
He was laying beside a pool.
在那里盼望一个神迹。
He was hoping for a miracle.
这个神迹据传统说，只要有人能够在天使来搅动这个水的时候，第一个下去的，他什么病都会好。
According to this tradition, if an angel were to stir the water, the first person gets into the pool will be healed.
他就等。
So he waited.
每年都等。
Every year he waited.
圣经没有告诉我们他从几岁从哪一摊子后哪一年开始来到这个池边。
The Bible did not tell us ever since the year he was paralyzed, on which year he started sitting by the pool.
但不管怎么样
but regardless,
反正每年都没他的份。
But every year there was no part for him,
对不对？每年都有人比他快。
Every year there was somebody else going in.
所以他每年有盼望每年有失望。
Every year he hoped, but his hope failed.
那么他的失望不是绝对不是一次两次，一定是什么？每次都是这样失望。
He was hopeless every time.
所以当主耶稣看到他的时候
，The Lord Jesus saw him.
主就问他一个问题。
The Lord asked him,
你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to get well?
如果我是这个瘫子
，If I were this paralyzed man,
我可能会说主啊，你这句话问的太奇怪了。
I would say, Lord, you ask me this funny question too funny.
我如果不要痊愈，我在这里干什么
？I don't want to be well. Why should I be here?
但是主就是问这个问题。
So the Lord asked this question.
那我就猜了。
So I guess,
为什么问这个问题
？I guess why the Lord asked this question.
我想因为这个人，因为失望了太多次了。
Probably because he was hopeless so many times. Disappointed so many times.
他已经不敢盼望了。
He dare not hope anymore.
他这辈子大概没希望。
He felt that his whole life was no more hope.
我只能想想有一天蒙医治，但是这个想只是一个梦嘛。
He probably just dreamed about it.
但是主的这一句话就把他的愿望又提起来了。
But the Lord's next question is hope was heightened.
什么叫做瘫子
？What's a paralyzed man?
这个瘫子眼睛看得见
，He was able to see.
耳朵听得见
He can hear.
脑袋也会想
His brain still work.
手也会动
His hands still work.
起码从这个身体上半一直到这个顶，什么都正常
From the front of his waist up to the head, still normal.
他只有一个小问题
There's more problem.
这个下半截不会动
His lower part couldn't move.
站不起来
He couldn't stand.
不能走路
He couldn't walk.
有多少年？38年。
38 years.
38什么意思
？What is 38 years?
38是40-2
38 is 40-2
40是在旷野漂流的日子
40 is the time of the wilderness going in circles
从神的计划来讲从出埃及到进迦南神的计划2年
God only planned 2 years from the exit of Egypt to Canaan only 2 years is needed
他们就被神带到了迦南地的 门口
They were brought to the entrance of the land of Canaan
但是他们不相信神的话他们怕那个巨人怕自己死所以他们说不去
But they were afraid of the enemy they were afraid of death so they wouldn't go in
所以当他们说不去的时候
When they said they wouldn't go in
神就说你们既然不要去你们这一辈子这一代就不要去了
So God said since you didn't want to go in this whole generation should not go in
那一代的人不愿意去的人就在旷野兜了多少年
So that generation went round the wilderness
38年
38 years
所以38代表的就是我们荒废的属灵年月
So the years are the lost spiritual years
这是代表基督徒的悲剧
This is the tragedy of Christians
很多的基督徒得救了好多年
Many Christians are saved for many years
但是我们这些得救以后的年岁就好像这38年的摊子在那里我们不能走
But after converting we are like 38 years cannot walk
我们没有一个心愿要走进神的迦南美地
We have no heart desire to enter the land of Canaan
我们没有去求神的上好我们是以这些次好的在旷野求保自己性命的这种以苍白的生活为满足
We are satisfied not with the better part but with the lousier part of going around the wilderness
神要给我们的是迦南美地
The Lord wants to give us the 但是
我们怕出代价。
But we are afraid to pay the price.
我们怕自己会死掉。
We are afraid to die.
所以我们就不愿意去。
So we're not willing to go in.
我们就在这个世界里面打转。
So we are going in circles in the world.
两年、五年、十年，有的人赚了38年。
1, 2, 5, all the way up to 40 years.
所以这个38年的摊子，其实就是讲到一面是讲犹太人在神面前失职的情况，同时也是讲基督徒在神面前失职的情况。
So this 38 years on the one hand speaks about the vain wanderings of the tribe of Israel, similarly the vain wanderings of Christians.
走路
walking.
我们信主以后，我们有没有真正起来走？
After believing the Lord, have we been walking with the Lord?
现在神说效法我，跟随我，我是一个走路的神。
God is now saying, imitate me, I am a God who walks.
主耶稣在地上的时候就呼召他的门徒来跟从我，就是走路。
And the Lord Jesus on this earth, he said, come, follow me, and that is to walk.
那么第一个学习学什么？
So the first lesson to learn what?
这里你看到这个新的人，我们开始学走路。
This new man is to learn to walk.
圣灵说，学走在爱里。
Holy Spirit said, walk in love.
什么叫做学走在爱里呢？
What is to walk in love?
你如果看我们刚刚的解释，就是讲到我们的主把自己当作馨香的供物祭入献给神。
How our Lord Jesus offered himself as a fragrant aroma to God?
这一个奉献的生活，
This life of sacrifice,
这个不把自己完全放下来交在神的手里。
This placing of ourselves totally unto God.
什么叫做活祭？
What is a living sacrifice?
活祭就是把自己的一生交在神的手里，说从今以后活着不再是我，乃是基督活在我里头。
A living sacrifice is from now onward our entire person is given to God. We say no longer I who live but Christ lives in me.
那么怎么叫做不再是我乃是基督呢？
What is to say no longer I but Christ lives in me?
约翰福音五章三十节，
John chapter 5 verse 38，
这里讲到主活在这个世界做活祭的时候他的态度是什么。
This tells us how the Lord Jesus when he was a living sacrifice his attitude.
他说我不求自己的意思，
I do not seek for my own will.
我只求父的意思，
I only seek the Father's will.
也就是说一个活祭做活祭的人，
one who is a living sacrifice，
没有自己的打算，
have got no plans of his own，
没有我自己的 agenda，
no personal agendas。
今天我们在这个世界，
today we are in the world，
我们每一个人都有自己的算盘，都有自己的目标。
We all have our own goals and our own calculations，
对不对？
Isn't it?
我们从小长大的时候父母给我们设了一个目标，或我们自己为人生设了一个目标。
All our lives our parents have a goal for us， we have our own goals。
每一个人都有自己的梦，自己的想象，怎么样活这一生。
We all have our dreams, our ambitions, how to live this life.
但是现在，主耶稣给我们看到一个榜样。
But now the Lord Jesus gives us a model.
他是过一个活祭的生活。
He lives a life of a living sacrifice.
这个活祭的生活，第一个就是不求自己的意思。
The first is that we do not see our own will.
他只求父的意思。
Only of his father's will.
这个人活在地上，他只有一个目的。
He lives in this world just for one goal.
他只有一个 agenda.
Only one agenda.
就是父的旨意得满足，我就满足了。
And if the father's will is fulfilled, I am fulfilled.
第二
，Second,
约翰福音第八章五十节。
John chapter 8,
八章五十节
，verse 50.
他说：“我不求自己的荣耀。”
I do not seek my own glory.
我求父的荣耀。
But the glory of the Father.
换言之，这里有一个人，他不管神怎么样祝福他，
Here is a person, however God blesses him,
人怎么样子要捧他，
No matter how man wants to uplift him,
他不求人的荣耀。
He does not seek man's glory.
人一直要捧他做王，
Man wants to make him a king.
他拒绝。
He refuses.
他只要求父的荣耀。
He only wants the Father's glory.
今天我们在地上服事。
Today we serve.
我们一个难题。
We have a problem.
我们神没有用我们的时候，我们呢就觉得很可怜。
We feel pity for if God does not use us.
神稍微用我们一点。
If God would use us a little.
稍微祝福我们一点。
Bless us a little.
教会的人数稍微增加一点。
Numbers of the church begin to increase.
我们脸上就开始发光了。
Then our faces begin to glow.
我们的尾巴就翘起来。
Then our tails go up.
我们就差点忘记自己姓什么了。
We almost forgot what our surnames are.
今天我们人在服侍的时候，借着上帝的名，我们的名片要印很长很长很长。这个主席，那个什么。
Today we have an elaborate name card borrowing God from God.
这叫求自己的荣耀。
This is to seek our own glory.
一个服侍，一个活祭的人，不求自己的荣耀。
A living sacrifice does not seek his own glory.
我们只求神的荣耀。
We only seek God's glory.
第三。
Third.
罗马书十五章第一节到第三节。
Romans chapter 15 verses 1-3.
这里说我们的主不求自己的喜悦。
Here it says our Lord does not seek his own pleasing, does not please himself.
我们常常我有的时候碰到一些基督徒。
I sometimes meet a few Christians.
非常属灵。
Very spiritual.
他很喜欢读这个感恩夫人的这种信息。
They like to read Madame Guyon's messages.
他很注重内住的基督这个这一方面的学习。
They emphasize a lot on sanctification.
No. 就是这个神的，就是你内在与主同住，就是像穆安德烈他们这些弟兄们所讲的。
Inner presence with God.
追求到一个地步。
They seek to a point.
在他的眼中，就是我与主，那是这是我唯一的一切。
That the person and God is everything there is。
在他的眼中，他觉得跟弟兄姐妹在一起配搭服侍，这是太多余的事情。
That cooperating with brothers and sisters in the church is unnecessary。
所以只有一个人的属灵。
So only one person becomes very spiritual.
所以我有一个晚上，我讲了这一句话，有人就开始觉得我到底在讲什么。
So one day when I was speaking this, people are wondering what am I talking about.
我说如果一个人追求属灵是为了他自己
，if a person seeking spirituality is for himself alone,
这个是法利赛人的开始。
This is the beginning of a Pharisee.
我的意思不是说我们不应该追求属灵。
I'm not saying that we should not seek a spirituality.
可是你追求属灵的动机是什么
？What's your motive for being spiritual, wanting to be spiritual?
是 please yourself.
Are you trying to please yourself?
是为了自己比较比人家属灵，看到在你的眼中其他人都是靠边站。
Is it to reach a point where you feel so spiritual, others are not?
你没有办法，你的属灵没有办法让你跟其他的弟兄姊妹配搭，在教会中有身体的服侍，你这种属灵也是空虚空的。
If your spirituality comes to a point where you cannot cooperate with other brothers, this spirituality is in vain.
这种追求是虚妄的，是 vanity mind, 是虚空虚妄的。
This kind of pursuit is vanity mind.
我碰过这些基督徒。
I've met some Christians like that before.
我非常的失望。
I was very disappointed.
如果属灵是为自己而已的话
，if spirituality is for oneself，
追求到后来只有你跟主的话
，if only up to a point of only you and the Lord，
我想你是走火入魔了。
I think you have gone into disillusion，
因为你不在这个新人的里面。
Because you're not in the new man，
因为神好像只救你一个人，别人都不需要拯救。
Because it says God only save you and not the others，
所以这个是一个错误的追求。
Which is a misconception。
第四
，Number four，
哥林多前书。十三章第五节
，First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 15，
这是讲到爱
，It talks about love。
对，这个爱的里面就有一句话叫做“不求自己的益处
”，And that is not to seek your own advantage。
同样的这个点，在哥林多前书十章三十三节也讲了
，Also in First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 33，
他不求自己的益处
，Not seeking your own gain。
所以。今天我们一个活祭过活祭生活的人
，We who are going through a life of living sacrifice，
我们只求别人的益处，求神的益处。
We seek others' gain and God's gain。
我们今天在教会里面，我们看到有这种两极化的现象。
Today in church we see two kinds of phenomena.
这个现象是什么呢？忙的忙死。
Those who are busy are busy to the to death.
闲的呢？
闲死。Those who are free free to death.
对不对？
Free to death.
bored to death. Boring to death.
Boring to death.
什么意思？
What do you mean?
有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们真是不顾自己，在服事上完全投入。
Some brothers and sisters, they do not love themselves at all and give themselves all to service.
像这种特会
，like this kind of conference.
不要看我们这一堆人坐在这里，在这个幕后有很多的无名英雄啊。
Behind, don't just see the people here. Behind, a lot of people preparing for this,
对不对
？Isn't this?
有一批弟兄姊妹是无怨无悔的，就是为着主，他们在那里侍奉。
There are some brothers and sisters without any regret. They serve the Lord.
他们在那里忠心于安排里面他的那一份。
They play their part, being responsible to do their part.
而且是全心全意的服侍。
And they do it all wholeheartedly.
那么我们弟兄姊妹都能够得到他们服侍的成果。
And you are enjoying the fruits of their labor.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
但是同时就有另外一批人什么事都不做。
But there's another kind of people, they do nothing.
那么他们什么事都不做的时候呢，就只知道做评论家。
They only criticize.
这个评论家说这个也不行，那个也不够。
They say this is not, this cannot, that insufficient.
所以这个就使很多弟兄姊妹服侍的时候就觉得很伤心。
And so it causes those people who serve sorrow.
你一腔热血摆在那里，
you give your sweat and blood，
但是所得到的是人的指责与批评。
You only get criticisms and complaints。
这就是教会里面你会发现的所谓两极化现象。
So these are the two kinds of things that happen in the church。
如果我们能够活学主的在爱中行事，
if you can learn to walk in love。
如果每一个肢体都把自己都摆上，都在那里服侍的话，
if every member sacrifices himself，
那这种两极化的现象就不应该存在。
And these kinds of phenomena took from will not happen。
每一个弟兄姊妹从老到小都把自己摆在主的手里。
Everybody and sister from young and old they give to themselves to the Lord，
都放在教会的侍奉的里面，不管是这些侍奉同工怎么安排。
They all give themselves to serving, regardless of how the others were to plan for it.
我们就是全心的侍奉。
And we give our wholehearted service.
这样不是说没有难处，只要有人一定有难处。
It's not to say that those difficulties, as long as we exist as people, there will be bound to be problems.
因为神造我们都不一样。
Because God created us differently.
有的是急惊风，快得要命，叭一下头弄好了。
Some people are very, very impatient and very fast.
有的人就是慢郎中，慢的呢，简直是叫你头发都变白了。
But people are so slow, your head turn white.
但是神就把这两种人放在一起，特别在婚姻里面，正常常看到这种事。
God particularly placed two kinds of people especially in the gospel meetings.
No, 婚姻
啊，婚姻啊。
Oh,
especially in wedding couples.
夫妻之间常常有一个是快的，一个是慢的。
Very often, couples one is fast and slow.
哎呀，那真是魔啊！
This must be terrible.
但是这是神的设计啊。
But this is God's plan.
就是让我们刚刚好 match.
Very matching.
所以教会里面也是这个样子的。
So that in the church the same thing.
我们每一个人的 temperament 都不一样。
Our temperaments differ.
有快有慢，有的人。你还没讲，他都已经知道了。
Some are fast, some are slow.
有的人讲了半天还是不知道啊。
Some people say the whole time and you don't even know what they're saying,
对不对
？Isn't it?
那么，神就把我们这些宝贝放在一起磨。
God puts all these people together to mold us.
我们教会有一个
grinders，
我们教会有一个图书馆。
Our church has a library.
那么开始的时候，我们说。哎呀，谁愿意服侍啊？来，经过祷告，你愿意服侍，你就来参与。
You say, oh, you pray, and those who are willing to serve, come and join us.
结果只有一个姐妹跑来了。
And only one sister came along.
这姐妹大发热心。
This sister was very zealous.
她在那里把整个的教会的书全部重新整理。
She reorganized all the books in the library.
重新编号。
All renumbering.
然后最后不干了。
And after that, she quit.
因为干了三个月下来，没有人跟她一起干。
Because after 3 months, nobody worked with her.
然后他就丢掉丢下来
and so she forsook the work.
那后来我们在有其他的肢体愿意来接手
and then there were other members of the body willing to take over.
没有一个人懂他怎么分类的
nobody understood how she did the work.
本来有一个 catalog, 有一个书，后来这个 catalog 跟那个书通通对不起来
originally there was a catalog, now all mixed up.
所以这种事情就我只举一个小例子，在教会中常常有这一类的事情。
This is just a small example. It happens all the time in church.
那个姐妹，第一个有热心的姐妹，就再也不愿意服侍了，因为她说只有我一个人干，别人都不干。
So the original sister was overly zealous. She said, "I will not serve anymore."
我们如果是凭着自己的老肉体老热心，我们去这样子做的话，我们总有一天你会被打倒了。
If you use your old Adamic nature, your old man zealousness, you will surely fail.
稍微碰到一点不如意的事情，你马上就灰心了。
You will meet obstacles a little and you will indeed despair.
马上会觉得我是全世界最可怜的人。
You will think that you're the most pitiful person in the world.
别人都不懂我，只有我在那边一个人拼，就好像那天以赛亚在那里说，现在全以色列只有我一个，其他人通通拜了巴利了。
It's like Isaiah who says that all the prophets have failed and only me left. So if you are like that,
所以他最后自己也不服侍了，对不对
and so this person finally also did not want to serve.
只有神去把他找回来
only when God finds him out.
所以我们就知道，一个人如果只是凭着自己的热心猛冲的话，
if somebody is using his own strength obnoxiously,
会受伤，
he will be injured, hurt.
像这个时候就需要有其他的同伴把他挽回来。
And then at this time, there will beco-workers that will need to restore the person.
然后学着跟其他的弟兄姊妹配合
and learn how to.
所以后来
就
有其他的弟兄姊妹变成一个 teamwork.
And then there'll be others. Later there was others who joined and became a teamwork.
那服侍的就好的
and then
大大改进
and serving greatly improved.
所以我举这样很简单的例子，不管我们在教会中是什么样方面的服事，探访也好，这个儿童的服事也好。
I give this example because of the kind of service that we are, whether looking after children or whether visitation,
我们都要学习与其他的肢体互相配搭，来一起服事。
We must learn how to coordinate with other people in the church.
那么唯一不受伤的方法就是你不再为自己求什么。
The only way not to be hurt is not to have your own personal desires.
我们服侍服侍就不服侍了，为什么？因为我们的己受了伤。
When we serve and then suddenly we don't want to serve, it's because our self is hurt.
那么如果我们把自己放下来
，if we're willing to put down ourselves,
我们不照着自己的意思
，we don't follow our own will,
我们也不为自己求荣耀
，we don't seek our own glory,
我们不求自己的这个益处
，if we don't seek our own gains,
我们只求主
，if we only seek God,
主的旨意能够完成。主得荣耀，主得益处，弟兄姐妹得益处。
If our sisters and God gets the glory, gets the gain,
这就是活祭。
Then that's willing sacrifice.
这个就是这一段圣经所说的行走在什么爱里面。
This is exactly what this passage of scripture talks about. Walk in love.
这是非常实际的事情。
This is a very practical thing.
绝对不是理论。
Nothing just academic. Here, second.
在第八节
verse 8,
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
Ephesians 5 verse 8, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
所以在这里就是行在光中，
就是 walk in the light。
因为我们的主，因为我效法主，那我们就来看主是怎么样的一位主。
Because you want to imitate God, you must know what kind of God He is.
约翰福音第一章第九节说，那光是真光，要照亮世上的人。
Here, John chapter 1 verse 9 says, there was a true light which cometh into the world and lightens every man.
主耶稣自己说，约翰福音八章十二节，我是世界的光。
John chapter 8 verse 12 says, Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Those who follow me will not walk any longer in darkness.
所以行在光中什么意思？
So what is it to walk in the light?
就是我们行在主的面前。
And that's to walk in the presence of God.
主说，我是世上的光，跟从我的就不会在黑暗里走。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
所以一个基督徒，我们的一生必须做一个跟从主的人。
So for our whole lives, we need to follow the Lord.
当我们跟从主，
we follow the Lord.
那主就说了，他对他的门徒就说了，
The Lord will tell his disciples,
你们就是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
首先主是那个世界的光。
First, he is the light of the world.
主对我们要求跟从他。
The Lord demands us to follow us.
当我们跟从他的时候，主现在就对我们说，你们就是世上的光。
When we follow him, we then become the light of the world.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个光在我们里面。
Because his light is in us.
本来我们走自己的路是行在黑暗中。
When we were formerly walking our own way,
现在我们跟从这个主，这位主是光。
Now we follow this Lord is light in himself.
而且是真光。
He is the true light.
那么然后主就说，这个光有一个危机。
This light has got a crisis.
在马太六章，主耶稣这样说。
In Matthew chapter 6,
眼睛是身上，眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
If the lamp of the eye is clear, then the whole body will be full of light.
所以这个光跟我们的眼睛有关系。
So this light has to do with our eyes.
什么时候昏花？
When our eyes are bad,
什么时候嘹亮？
Then it will be dark.
就决定我们的光是明还是暗。
And will determine whether our light is dark or bright.
因为主现在说，你们是世界上的光。
Because the Lord says, you are the light.
那么现在这个光什么时候能够明亮，什么时候变成黑暗呢？
When will this light become bright and when will it become dark?
跟我们的眼睛有关系。
That's got to do with your eyes.
眼睛昏花，这个光就暗。
When your eyes are dim, then it becomes darkened.
眼睛嘹亮，这全身就光明。
When the eyes are clear, the whole body will be full of light.
这句话是什么意思？
What does this mean?
什么叫做昏花？什么叫做嘹亮？
What is to have eyes dim and eyes bright?
今天中午我们大家都在照相。
Today we had photography.
我不知道我们姐妹那个高级照相机是什么，是不是叫做傻瓜照相机？我想不是的。
I don't know whether camera is a stupid camera.
再把下掉。这个傻瓜照相机是只要对准了咔嚓就可以了。
Whether the camera is an idiot-proof camera.
那么但是这种比较老一点的照相机是需要对焦的。
Those cameras that are not automatic, you have to adjust the lens.
那么什么叫做焦距对了，什么叫做焦距不对？
What is to be focused and off focus?
就你在里面看的时候，
When you look inside,
开始是几个影像啊。
When you first see it, it's various images.
照过这种老照相照相机的，我看看有。
Those who use the traditional cameras before your hands.
Okay. 很少。你们其他这个现代人物，你都从来不知道这个照相机以前
是怎么。New people here are modern people. Never ever use these cameras before.
那个老一点的照相机要对焦的话，就是开始一看不对焦的时候，就是看你这个人有两个人，有两个影子。
The traditional cameras, they have this thing in the inside where the image of you is two unless you put them into one.
那你就开始调了。
Then you start adjusting.
你要调到什么程度呢？叫做对了。
You adjust until you reach a point that's correct.
就这两个 image 变成什么？一个 image.
The two images become one.
那你就可以造了。
Then you can click,
对不对？这个是以前照相机的那个原理。
This is the principle of the traditional cameras.
这就是耶稣讲这句话的时候的那个意思。
So this is what the Lord meant in this verse.
什么叫做昏花？
What is to be dim eyes?
眼睛昏花就是你的眼睛里面有两个形象。
To be dim in your eyes is you see double images.
什么叫做眼睛嘹亮？
What is to have a clear eye?
啊，就是这个影像怎么样？只有一个了。
It's when the image becomes one.
对。当这个影像只有一个的时候，全身就光明。
When the image is one, the whole body is full of light.
哦，这个照出来这个相片很漂亮。
And then the picture will be very nice.
但是如果没有对好，你照出来就是一个昏花，就是不亮的。
If it's not one, then the whole picture is destroyed.
好，这句话是讲什么？
What does this say?
如果我们的眼目又看主，又看这个世界。
If our eyes on the one hand see God and the other see the world,
那我们的眼睛里面有几个形象啊？
Then how many images will we have?
两个。
Two.
你就眼睛昏花。
Then you are dim in your eyes.
那你的身上的光呢？
And then the light inside you
就暗
will be darkness.
那如果要基督徒身上的光明亮的话，你必须把这个影像怎么样？只看到一个影像。世界必须从我们的中间出去。
For Christians that are full of light, then you need to see only one image, the world has to go.
这样我们的见证就明亮了。
Then our testimony will be full of light.
个人是如此，教会也是如此。
Same for the individual, same for the church.
今天我们在这个物质文明发达的这种社会情况。
Today in this prosperous material world,
我常常在里面想，为什么中国那些穷困地区的基督徒爱主，而我们这些发达地区的弟兄姊妹相对来讲非常不爱主。
I was comparing the Christians in China, how poor they are, yet they love the Lord so much more compared to wealthy nations, we as Christians in wealthy nations.
很简单，
very simple.
没有什么大道理，
nothing very deep.
在物质发达的地方，
in materially wealthy places,
这个地方我们的眼睛又有主又有什么？又有世界。
In this kind of places, our eyes see the world and see God.
当然我们的光就暗了。
Naturally our light becomes darker.
那些穷困的地区，
in poor places,
被逼迫的地区，
places who are persecuted,
他们为了信仰没有自由的地区，
where because of faith they have no freedom,
他们知道这个世界没有盼望，
they know that this world is hopeless for them.
他们的眼睛就只盯在一件事情上，是谁？
Their eyes only fix on one thing,
就是主。
And that's the Lord himself.
所以你就会发现那边的弟兄姊妹的灵性就刚强。
So the inner man in those places
are strong. 他们的见证就是明亮。
And then the testimony is strong.
Right. 我不管到哪里去看，这个原则不会变。
Wherever I go, this principle remains constant.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，行走在光中什么意思？
What do we mean walking in the light?
行走在光中就是我们眼睛直看见主。
And that is, we only, our eyes only see the Lord.
我们只跟随他。
We only follow him.
只听他。
Only listen to him.
全心的听他。
Only listen to him.
不能礼拜天听他，礼拜一到礼拜六听世界，听自己。
It's not enough just to listen to him on Sunday, but to listen to him every day.
这个就决定了这个教会，这里的弟兄姊妹到底是不是刚强，能够为主见证，有没有圣灵的能力在我们中间，这个是我们的眼睛是问题啊。
So this will determine whether we are strong in our inner man and led by the Holy Spirit, strong in Him. This will be the determinant.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们以前唱的诗歌说摔碎众偶像。
Oh, we sang the song, crushing all idols.
就是这个意思。
This is what it means.
我们里面如果除了主之外还有别的东西，那些就是偶像。
If we have other things apart from the Lord, all other things are idols.
这些偶像没有除掉的话，我们的眼睛就不对焦了。
If all these idols are not crushed, then our eyesight becomes dim.
那我们就没有行在光中。
Then we are not walking in the light.
所以这个第二个学习就是学行在光中。
The second lesson is to walk in the light.
没有任何其他的黑暗的东西来把这个光蒙蔽了。 cannot have any other things that all darkness to dim the light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，特别我们中间青年的弟兄姊妹
，especially the young brothers and sisters，
我们从生命的早期就开始要选中，到底我们生命中有几个主
？From the early point of our life, we must ask ourselves how many masters are there in our lives。
这个就影响你走的道路，这就影响你将来侍奉的方向。
This will affect the path that you walk and the faith that you will believe in。
第三，
对，
十五节。
第
五章十五节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15，
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
所以这第三个是又是行走。
Third here is still walk.
怎么行走呢？
How do we walk?
不要像愚昧人。
Don't walk as the unwise.
要像聪明人。
But walk as the wise.
所以这个点，第三个点，是 walk in wisdom.
Walk in wisdom.
行在智慧中。
Walk in wisdom.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
它下面是解释。
The following explains it.
十六节。
Verse 16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
所以在这一段圣经里面告诉我们，我们不要做糊涂人，不要做那个傻瓜。
This passage tells us not to be foolish, not to be stupid.
那我要问大家，你喜欢做聪明人还是做傻瓜？我相信在座没有一个人会说我要做傻瓜。
If I ask you whether you want to be intelligent or foolish, I believe no one here wants to be foolish.
对不对？
Isn't it?
我们都喜欢做聪明人。
We all want to be intelligent.
相反的，有人说你很笨，那你也很气。
If people say you are not intelligent, you will be very angry,
对不对
？Isn't it?
那么现在到底什么叫做圣经讲的聪明人呢
？What is to be like the scriptural meaning of being intelligent?
是不是讲那个世界上IQ 很高的人叫做聪明人呢
？Are those who in the world IQ is high, they are the wise, intelligent people?
Not necessarily. 不见得如此。
不见得如此。
在这里讲的聪明人
，here the wise，
他说是爱惜光阴的人。
Are those that make the most of their time?
对。那么这个爱惜光阴，这个世界上的人也有一些人成功的人，他们是很爱惜光阴的，因为资本主义最有名的一句话叫做时间就是金钱。
People in this world, those who are very successful, also make the most of your time because time is money.
所以在这个世界上来讲，能够把握时间的人也算是这个世界的聪明人，对不对
？According to the customs of this world, those who are very time conscious are also intelligent.
但是这不是圣经讲的聪明。
But this is not what the scripture talks about.
圣经的这边讲的是，我们中文翻译是爱惜光阴。
Here the Chinese says making the most of your time.
哎，跟英文有点不一样。你听他的翻译，就跟我的这个爱惜光阴，有一点稍微不太一样。
Treating time as precious， 是不是？
不是，
不是。Redeeming the time，
是抓住每一个 opportunity，
is to take hold of every opportunity。
这个是这里讲的。那么，主耶稣在哪里讲过类似的话呢
？Where did Lord Jesus speak of similar words？
这一切都是讲的是以。Imitator， 我们要做效法神嘛，所以一切都是以耶稣为根据。
Because we are to imitate God, the standard must be Christ.
那么这一个主在这个时间这件事情上，主是怎么讲的呢
？So with this matter of time, where did the Lord Jesus talk about this?
约翰福音九章
，John chapter nine，
约翰福音九章
，John chapter nine。
第四节
，verse four，
我们一起念，趁着白日， 我们必须做那差我来者的工，黑夜将到，就没有人做工了。
We must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming where no man can work.
这里主耶稣是神的仆人。
Here the Lord Jesus is a servant of God.
他到地上来总共就是33年半。
When he came to this world, in total 33.5 years.
而他做工的时间总共也不过是3年半。
His time of working is in total 3.5 years.
他三年半所做的工比世界上任何一个人所做的工多得多得多。
The 3.5 years of work that he did compared is more than all other people in this world.
我为什么这样讲呢？因为约翰福音说，若是把主所做的每一件事通通记载下来的话，这个世界也容纳不下。
Because John said, if you record all the things the Lord Jesus has done, this whole world cannot contain it.
所以就证明一件事情，主做工跟我们做工不一样。
So it proves that the way the Lord works in us is different.
他的做工的态度就是说，趁着白日怎么样做工。
Here the Lord Jesus' attitude is that while it's day, he works.
黑夜到了就没有人能做工了。
When it's night, no one can.
所以就告诉我们，做工是有时间性的。
So here work has got a time.
当时间到的时候
，when time is up,
他就拼命做。
Then he will work all the way.
他连吃饭的时间都没有
，even has no time to eat.
你在马可福音可以看得出来。
From Mark, you can tell this,
对不对？
也是
耶稣做工到直到夜晚
，the Lord works all the way to night，
吃饭的时间都没有
，even have no time for meals。
人家说你疯了，要来叫他的亲人来劝他，哎，叫他 slow down。
His relatives are saying he's mad and asking him to slow down。
你就知道我们的主真是。只要有机会他就做工。
You know that every opportunity the Lord capitalizes on it。
这叫做抓住每一个机会，这叫做我们中文圣经翻译的爱惜光阴。
Yes, capitalizing on every opportunity, redeeming the time.
今天我常常听到基督徒的话是这样说的。
I often hear many Christians who say,
年轻人说等到我大考上大学再说。
Young people say, after I get to the university,
大学生说我刚刚进大学还要 fun time, 我还要 fun, 等我毕业再说。
Those in the university say, I want fun time, wait till I graduate.
啊，那毕业的人说等我找到事再说。
Those who graduate say, wait till I find a job.
找到事的人呢，等我结婚再说。
Those who find a job says, wait till I'm married.
结婚的人呢
，Those who are married,
等我死了，
等到我退休再说。Wait till I'm retired.
天老爷啊，你要等到什么时候啊
？How long do you wait for?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你怎么知道你有明天呢
？How do you know that you have tomorrow?
最近我们聚会的弟兄姊妹
，the place that I gather in for fellowship，
有人很早就死了
，there are some who died very early。
有一个同工是我们这么亲密的，他好好端端的，今天还跟我们一起吃饭，晚上就走了。
A very close co-worker today he had a very good meal with us. Next day he died.
没有 next day， 就当天晚上。
Oh, the very night he died.
10点走了。
10 o'clock he died.
下午我们还在一起啊。
On the afternoon we were together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们的时间其实不在我们的手里。
Time is not in our hands.
时间是在神的手里。
Time is in God's hands.
但是今天神把机会给你。
But when today God gives you the opportunity,
你不要延到明天。
Don't procrastinate to tomorrow.
你不要说以后再说。
You don't say, wait till later let me talk.
我们有很多的借口说，我还有很多的事没有做完，我要这个，我要那个。我刚刚说都是等，每一个人都有自己的借口说我要等等等。
We have a lot of excuses for procrastination.
主耶稣对那个要来跟随他的人说
，Lord Jesus told those who follow want to follow after him。
有一个人说，让我回去先埋了我的父亲，然后再来跟你。
Someone said, let me go back and bury my father first, then I follow you。
看起来他是个孝子
，looks like he's very filial。
但是主耶稣说，让死人去埋葬他的死。
But the Lord Jesus said, let the dead bury themselves。
你来跟从我
，you follow after me。
又有一个人说，我要跟从主。
Another said, I want to follow you。
他说。这个让我先回去辞别我的家人。
Let me first bid farewell to my family.
主耶稣说，手扶着犁， 向后看的人不配进神国。
The Lord said, those who put their hands on the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom of God.
这就是我们很熟的圣经。
We are all familiar with all these verses.
到底讲什么？
But what do these verses mean?
耶稣讲这么多这些迫切的话，到底什么意思？
What does the Lord Jesus mean in all these words?
就是关于上帝的旨意，建造他的教会，没有一件事情可以跟这件事情相比的。
We cannot compare any other thing with respect to building His kingdom and the church.
这个教会的建造是 top priority, 最高优先。
Building the church is the highest priority.
如果在我们的生命中不能够以建造教会为最高的优先，我们就没有办法叫做爱惜光阴。
If we do not place the matter of building a church as the highest priority in our lives, then we cannot say that we are redeeming the time.
今天我们在理论上知道神在建造他的家，他的教会，他的
教会。Today in our heads, we know that God is building a church.
但是有多少人像耶稣一样，他的一生就是为了这一件奋斗？
But how many are like the Lord Jesus just for this one singular matter?
Work so hard, struggle.我们这些所谓跟随主的人
those of us who follow after him,
我们要放下自己的 agenda,
we must put down our own agenda,
我们要来抓住所有的机会来走这个在走在这个机会里面服侍奉
we must grab hold of every opportunity to serve him in this way,
这个叫做聪明
this is being wise,
因为你的时间就用在最有价值的上面你不是最聪明的人吗
becauseYour time is spent on the most valuable thing. Isn't this being wise?
我们把很多的时间都浪费掉了，所以就这个叫做笨蛋。
We spend all our time wasting it away, and that's being stupid.
对不对？你可能是很 smart 的人，但是你在 priority 上排错了。
Perhaps you are a very smart person, but because you misprioritize,
你在世界上是很聪明。
You are wise in this world.
就是你在神的旨意上，你是很笨。
But in God's things, you are very stupid.
因为你神给你的机会，你偷偷把它放掉了。
Because God gives you all the opportunities, you waste all your opportunities away.
今天有多少人为着神家的建造，把他的一生摆上了呢？
How many people give up their lives entirely for the work of the building of the church?
如果你敢这样子拼。你是世界上最聪明的人。
If you can struggle in this way, then you are the wisest.
因为到审判的那一天
，because the day of judgment,
神不管你有几个 PhD,
God doesn't care how many PhDs,
不管你有多少几百万的家产
，God doesn't care how much wealth you have,
神也不管你有多少的儿子孙子
，God doesn't care how many grandchildren you have,
神只管一件事情
，God only has one,
你对我的家有多少的贡献
，How much contributions have you to my house,
对不对？大卫一生
，David's whole life,
神没有让他亲手建殿。
God did not let him his own hands to build the temple.
但是等到算账的时候
，But when it comes to
神就记在他的圣经上。
By God recounts all these things in his book.
大卫一生的积蓄
，David's entire life
都用在哪里
？Where was it spent on？
建殿的材料，对不对
？And that is the preparations for the materials of the temple.
大卫一生的积蓄。统统放在神的家里
His total investment was on God's house
那个叫做聪明
That's being wise
他所有一生的劳苦没有浪费在其他的东西上就是浪费在神的家上
All his toilings were not wasted on the things of this world but wasted on the things of God
玛利亚
Mary
膏主这个故事我们也知道
Mary
玛利亚膏主用香膏膏主
Mary anointing Jesus
对不对
？Isn't this？
所有人认为他真是浪费。
All people felt that she was very wasteful。
怎么会把这么珍贵的真拿达香膏玉瓶打破，浇在这个主耶稣的身上
？How can she waste that bottle of fragrance onto the Lord Jesus？
可是主耶稣说，他说的是一件美事。
The Lord Jesus she did a wonderful thing。
所有门徒没有一个高到主。
The all twelve disciples nobody anointed him，
就是个姐妹高道主。
Only his sister。
然后主说，凡是去传福音的地方，都要提这个女人所做的事，
and Lord,
以为纪念。
And the Lord Jesus says, wherever the gospel is preached, this work that the Lord that Mary had did, it will be to remember her。
所以那一天谁最聪明
？That day who was wisest？
在这么多的弟兄姐妹中间，谁最聪明啊？
Among all the sisters who was the wisest,
就是最被门徒们笑话的那个姐妹，她最聪明。
And that is the one who imitated Oh, those who were lost by the disciple, that sister.
她抓住机会了。
She took the opportunity.
她把她所有的就在那一刻摆上去。
She took everything and on that, in that moment, she sacrificed all.
这个叫做爱惜光阴。
This is to redeem the time.
就叫做抓住机会。
And take hold of every opportunity.
有的弟兄说得很好。他说道主回来的时候大家排长龙都要去高主。
A brother said, when the Lord Jesus should return, everybody will be queuing up to anoint him.
对不对？大家都带了满罐的香油到高耶稣。
Everybody will take a bottle of fragrance oil and want to anoint him.
请问有机会吗？
Is there opportunity?
啊，主回来的时候还等阁下来高吗？不用了。
Will there be opportunity to anoint him when he comes?
要高主
anoint him?
要高主不是将来的事。
To anoint him is not a matter of the future.
要高主是今天的事。
To anoint him is now.
对不对？
Isn't this?
所以聪明不聪明是看你现在的眼光的问题。
Whether to be wise or not is a matter of your seeing.
在这个世界买股票要成功的话叫 buy high sell low, 是吧？还是 buy low sell high?
Today if you want to buy shares,Do you buy low sell high or buy high sell low?
你看大家都知道应该是 buy low sell high, 但是大家的经验常常发现都是 buy high sell low.
We ought to buy low sell high, but our experience is buy high sell low.
我们都知道要爱主。
We all know we ought to love the Lord.
但是有多少人真的爱中了爱上了时间抓住了那个才叫聪明嘛。
How many of us know that the essence is to redeem the time, think of every opportunity?
不要等明天，不要等退休以后。
Don't procrastinate, don't wait for tomorrow, don't wait for retirement.
好多退休以后的人开始，你就会发现眼睛也不行了，心脏也不行了，两个腿也不会走路了。
I notice those who are near retirement, their eyes cannot see, their bodies are weak, their heart is dead, their legs are immovable.
你就把这个 used car 献给主了哦。
The used car is given to God.
哎呀，等到那一天，主说你呵呵，你怎么不早一点献呢？这个时候才献。
The Lord Jesus was asking, why you don't offer earlier? Wait until you are useless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
抓住机会
，Take hold of every opportunity.
这个叫做行走在什么智慧里。
This is walking in the light. In wisdom,
对，现在讲的这是机会就在现在，不是以后。
Opportunity is now, not tomorrow.
以前我到中国去传道
，Last time when I went to China to preach,
有的弟兄就说你不要去啊，太危险了。
Some brothers say, "Don't go, it's too dangerous."
要等到中共开放，宗教自由，不再逼迫基督徒，我们光明正大去中国传道。
Wait until China is open and there's religious freedom, then we boldly go and preach the gospel.
那你永远等吧，到今天还没有到达那个时
候。Then you will wait all the time after today, still not so.
所以如果你要等望风撒种的话，你是永远不会撒种的。
If you want to wait for the right time to sow, you will never sow.
要撒就是今天
If you want to sow, sow today
要侍奉就是今天要摆上就是今天
If you want to serve, your sacrifice is today
不要等明天
Don't wait till tomorrow
明天不是你的
Tomorrow is not yours
青年弟兄姊妹今天主向你呼召
Young brethren, today God is calling you
你要服侍今天开始学
Today if you want to serve, today is the time
你要奉献今天开始奉献
Today if you want to consecrate, today is the time
因为主今天向你呼召
Because today God is calling you
主对十二个门徒做呼召的时候他们都是很年轻的人
And the Lord called the 12 disciples, they were all young
主没有说等你退休再来跟随我
The Lord did not say, wait till you retire, then you follow me
他所以那个马太的呼召是最有意思的他还在 office 里头了
When Jesus called Matthew, he was still in office.
他正在办公的很热
He was busily working.
对不对？主说来跟随我。
The Lord said, come, follow me.
他二话不说，从 office 就跟他走了。
He didn't say a second word and he followed the Lord.
今天如果是我们的话，我们还要再问一问，去哪里啊？
Today if you ask, where are we going?
一个月多少钱啊？
One month worth of pay.
这么多问题的人都走不上去了。
All those lawyers questions cannot follow the Lord.
要跟随主，要傻一点，不要太精了。太精的人都走不上去了。
Those who want to follow the Lord don't be too smart.
第四个，
Fourth, 就是下面一句话。
And that is the
十八节
verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 5.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
这个叫做 walk in spirit, 就是行走在圣灵里。
This is walking in the Spirit.
这第四个点。
This is the fourth point.
什么叫做行走在圣灵里？
What is to walk in the Spirit?
不是 speak in tongue, unfortunately.
Not speak in tongues, unfortunately.
行走在圣灵里面什么意思？
What is to walk in the Spirit?
这个十八节是很有意思的一节圣经。
Verse 18 is very interesting.
他讲要被圣灵充满，前面讲说不要醉酒。
To be filled in the Spirit, you must not get drunk with wine.
怎么会把圣灵充满这么神圣的事情跟酒醉放在一起呢？
What has this holy thing of being filled in the Spirit got to do with wine?
所以这是圣灵的话哦，他是有意的把这两件事情放在一起做个对照。
This is the Holy Spirit's words, and it's interestingly compares these two things.
什么叫做圣灵充满？
What is to be filled with the Spirit?
他说不要醉酒。
And that's not to be drunk.
其实不要醉酒是中文的翻译。
Actually, not to be drunk is the Chinese translation.
原文是说不要被酒精充满，不要被酒充满，乃要被圣灵充满。
And initially, it is not to be filled with the wine, but to be filled with the Spirit.
Don't fill with alcohol.
Don't fill with alcohol,
but fill with Holy Spirit.
But fill with Holy Spirit.
好，我们中间有没有人看过或者自己有经验过醉酒？
Have you experienced being drunk?
我知道我们教会都很属灵，是吧？没有人醉过酒。
I think everyone in the church is very spiritual, so no one got drunk before.
那你有没有看过醉酒的人呢？
Have you seen someone drunk?
啊，什么样子？
What does it look like?
他就飘飘然，
You're waving here and there,
对不对？
Isn't
他会说很多奇怪的话，
You'll say all kinds of funny things.
他甚至激动起来可以把旁边的人揍一顿。
When he's agitated, he may even curse the person next to him.
酒醒了以后，你问他你刚刚怎么这样做，他说我做了什么。
After he is recovered, he will probably ask what did he do.
他什么也不记得。
He can't remember a thing.
可是他在醉酒的时候，你问他你醉酒了，他说我没有醉。
If you ask him when he's drunk, he will say he's not drunk.
但是他会说奇怪的话。
But he will speak funny things.
他会做奇怪的事。
He'll do funny things.
这叫做醉酒。
This is to be drunk.
他还是不是他？
Is he him?
他已经不是他了。
He is not himself.
谁控制他？
Who is controlling him?
酒精。
Alcohol.对不对？
Isn't it? 所以不要被酒充满的意思就是说你不要被酒精控制。
Don't be controlled, don't be filled with alcohol.
乃要被什么？圣灵充满。
But to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么一个被圣灵充满的就应该是被什么控制呢？
To be filled with the Holy Spirit, what are you controlled by?
圣灵。
Controlled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的意思就是被圣灵控制的意思。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit is to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
这是这一节最奇妙的地方。
This is the most mysterious thing about this verse.
圣灵充满不是一个神奇的事情。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit is not a miracle.
圣灵充满就是跟酒充满有类似的情形。
There is a comparison with being filled with alcohol.
Because 被酒充满的人是被酒精控制，一个被圣灵充满的人就是被圣灵控制。
One that's filled with alcohol is controlled by the alcohol. One that's filled by the Holy Spirit is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以一个基督徒过一个活祭的生活，像基督一样。
For Christian to live a living sacrifice, to be a living sacrifice like Christ.
这个活祭的基督，他是受圣灵的控制。
This Christ who is a living sacrifice is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他不走自己的路。
He does not walk his own way.
他走圣灵安排的路。
He walks the way prepared by the Holy Spirit.
他的时间是控制在圣灵的手里。
His time is under control by the Holy Spirit.
他的侍奉的方向，他朝哪里去，也是控制在圣灵手里。
His direction of service is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
你像保罗出去布道
，just like when
Paul went on his missionary journeys.
他可以说有一段时间他想要到亚细亚往亚洲去传。
Once he wanted to go to Asia, to Asia Minor,
但是圣灵禁止他。
But the Holy Spirit stopped him.
他又转一个方向，圣灵还是禁止他。
He went in that direction and the Holy Spirit stopped him.
假使是我们，我们就那你禁止就算了，回家了。
If it's us, we say, if you stop, let's go home.
没有，他没有因为圣灵禁止他，他就停了。他等候圣灵，他那天就看见马其顿的异象。
And not because the Holy Spirit prevented, and so he stopped. On the contrary, he moved on and he saw a vision of Macedonia.
所以圣灵的主导这个工人悟道的方向。
And so the Holy Spirit is leading this missionary.
所以我们一个要效法基督的人
We who want to imitate Christ
个人要顺服圣灵的带领教会也是顺服圣灵的带领
Individually we must be submissive to the Holy Spirit corporately likewise
这个叫做行在圣灵中
And that is to walk in the Spirit
我们不是随着人的意思来走
We do not follow according to man's ways
我们乃是受圣灵的管制来服侍
We are governed by the Holy Spirit
这样这个新人就在我们每天的生活里面我们就逐渐逐渐成熟了
Only in this way is a new man in our daily lives mature need to mature
走路是最实际的事
Walking is the most practical thing
你如果记得亚伯拉罕在地上生活的时候有一次跟他的侄子分产业
You know that when Abraham was walking in this earth he divided his possessions with Lot
那么这个叔叔就说你向左我就向右
So the uncle said if you go left I go right
那么这个侄子就选了最美的这个平原
And so,
最肥沃的地方
and so the nephew chose the best and most fertile land
那么从表面来看侄子占了便宜这个长辈被坑了
On the surface the nephew seemed to have taken advantage of the old man
但是神向亚伯拉罕显现
But God showed himself to Abraham
神叫他上这个山
God asked him to
向东南西北看
God asked him to go up the mountain and look north, south, east and west
神就说了一句话
The Lord said to him
你所看的地方
All the land that you see
我都要赐给你
I will give it to you
但是有一个条件
But there's one condition
什么条件
What condition
你要用你自己的脚掌去踩
You have to use your own feet and walk through the land
你看到是一回事
You see is one thing
走完才算有另才会真正得到
After walking through, you truly gain.
这个原则到了约书亚也是如此。
This principle when it comes to Joshua,
看约书亚记第一章。
If you see Joshua chapter 1,
然后第二节第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
神对约书亚又讲同样的话。
God told Joshua the same thing.
他说，凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我应许摩西的话赐给你们。
Every place on which the sole of your feet treads, I will have given it to you just as I spoke to Moses.
所以不管是对亚伯拉罕也好对摩西对约书亚也好得产业的秘密是同样的原则
So whether having spoken to Abraham or to Moses or to Joshua the principle of obtaining inheritance is the same
一个是看
One is to see
你看得越远越好
The further you see the better
然后呢
And after that
就是去走
You gotta walk
用你的脚去走走到哪里就是你的
You use your feet to walk, and where you walk till is yours.
所以，这是得产业的秘诀。
This is the secret to obtaining inheritance.
我们必须用亲自用两只脚去走过去。
You have to personally walk through it.
也就是说，我们每天的生活里头，我们要走在神的旨意里边。
And that is our daily lives. We need to walk in the will of God.
光光懂这本书《以弗所书》，那只是看而已。
Just to know the book of Ephesians is just to see.
看
to see
重不重要重要
to see is important
因为你没有看见你不会走
if you do not see you do not walk
但是光看还是不够
but just to see is insufficient
看了以后下一面就是怎么样呢
After seeing, what's the next thing?
就是主对那个三十八年的摊子所说的话，
起来，
怎么样
？Walk， 走。
And that is what the Lord told the man 38 years paralyzed. Arise and walk. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天需要走路的基督徒
，Today we need walking Christians.
今天很多的基督徒是三十八年的摊子啊
，Today many Christians are 38 years paralyzed，
躺在那个羊池边等神迹啊
，We are lying by the pool waiting for a miracle。
这样没有神迹的了
，In this way there's no miracle。
今天的神迹是当你听见主的话。
This miracle is when you listen to God.
你就
站起来走。
You stand up and walk. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的蒙召必须与我们的行走配合。
Dear brothers and sisters, our calling must be in alignment with our walk.
这就是第四章的第一节。
This is chapter 4 verse 1.
我们既然蒙召，我们的行走必须跟我们的蒙召相称。
And that is.We must walk in a manner worthy of the calling which we have been called.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能光讲理论。
We cannot just talk academically.
我们必须走路。
We must walk.
所以今天我让弟兄姊妹看四个字，四个地方讲走。
Today I let brothers see four places where we do walk.
我们复习一下。
第一 ，Number one，
行走在什么？爱里。
Walk in love.
把自己做一个活祭，像基督一样。
We are sacrificed just like the Lord Jesus.
Here,
second,
行走在光里。
Walk in the light.
怎么样有这个光？就是跟随基督。
How to have this light? Follow the Lord.
怎么样让这个光不暗淡
？How do we not dim the light?
就是一个焦距。
That's one thing.
不能够有两个焦距。
And there is not to be unfocused, but one focus. One focus.
只有主，没有其他。
Only Christ and
这样就是行走在光中。
And that is to walk in the light.
第三
，Third，
要行走在智慧里头。
Walk in wisdom.
行走在智慧里头，不是讲你 IQ 到高与低的问题。
Walking in wisdom is not about your IQ.
乃是你抓住神给你的机会。
By grabbing every opportunity God gives you.
抓住现在神给你的机会。
Grabbing the opportunity God gives you now.
不要说明天。
Not tomorrow.
这就是有智慧的人。
And that is to be wise.
第四
，four，
行走在圣灵里头。
Walk in the Spirit.
让圣灵带领我们走这一生的路。
Let the Holy Spirit lead us in our whole life.
他带领基督，他带领所有的使徒，他今天也带领我们每一个基督徒。
He led all the apostles today. He leads all of us.
如果我们这样走
，if we walk in this way，
这个新人就在我们中间。越来越长大
This new man will mature
个人里面长大教会也是一样长大
Both individually and as a corporate body we mature
你走过哪些路这里就是你的产业
Whatever walk you have trodden on that is your inheritance
我们都希望建筑的时候是丰丰富富的建筑对不对
We hope that we will see the Lord abundantly
所以你想亚伯拉罕那一天听到主这样说的时候你想他要怎么样子过日子
Imagine that day when the Lord spoke to Abraham How would he live his life?
杜方布懂不懂杜就是逛街这样走来走去这样的杜方布
Does he walk aimlessly in circles window shopping?
绝对不会的
Certainly not.
你如果走到哪里算你的，那是拼老命，怎么样？赶快走哦，走了，把它走完了。
Or you should indeed walk furiously and complete the walk,
对不对
？Isn't it?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们不能再做摊子了。
Today we cannot be paralyzed men.
你要摊到哪一年？要摊三十八年吗
？How many years do you remain paralyzed?
我们有多少年让我们在摊在那里
？How long do you want to live
like that? 摊子是什么都懂的人。
A paralyzed man knows everything.
传道人一打开圣经都知道他下面要讲什么了。
A paralyzed man will tell you everything he knows in the scripture.
都是听道专家。
They are experts in listening to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天教会不需要听道专家，今天要走路专家。
Today the church does not need hearing word experts, but walking the word experts.
我们听到了马上照着去行主耶稣说这就是聪明人把房子盖在 磐石上。
And that's the wise man building his house upon the rock.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们常常真是一个亏欠你旨意的人。
We normally fall short of your will.
我们蒙恩多年。
We have been redeemed for many years.
我们听到听得很多。
We have listened to much words.
但是主啊，我们腿很软弱。
But our feet are limp.
我们站不起来。
We cannot stand up.
我们也走不了几步。
We cannot walk a few steps.
主啊，可怜我们。
Lord, have pity on us.
今天你再一次把你的旨意向我们表明。
Once again, reveal your will to us.
你告诉我们你要建立你的教会。
You tell us that you want to build your church.
你告诉我们你要建立这个新造的人。
You say you want to build this new man.
主啊，你要我们做一个走路的人。
Lord, you want us to be people who walk.
跟随你的儿子。
Followers of your Christ.
主把这样的力量赐给我们。
Lord, give us the strength.
把这样愿意的心赐给我们。
Give us a willing heart.
叫我们起来跟随我们的主。
That we arise and follow after thee.
主，求你这样祝福在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的身上。
Lord, would you bless in every one of us?
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
让你的教会复兴。
That your church be revived.
荣耀你的名。
Glory to your name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus. Let me pray.
Amen.
Amen.